Hello, my Saturday heroes. This is Coach Simi. I'm going to start something new here with the league, get a little radio show going. I got help from G-Unit on how to set this up over there from Cream of the Crop. I'd like to thank him for that. Frisk said he was interested in doing some things. We could get him in here to help me out too. Do some stuff every week, week in and week out. Hack off, I appreciate you letting me do this. What this show here is about is just me, Simi, alone, kind of giving you an idea of what's to come. Again, Frisk said he was interested in doing some things, so it could be a weekly thing. He's here. It could just be me. We're going to get special guests. G-Unit told me he was already interested in talking shit like he does best because that's what he does. He said he might bring J-Funk. J-Funk might tag along, too, right behind G-Unit. Get some guys on here, maybe get Controller CA, might be able to get on here and do a little Spanish section for our Latino friends. What I'm going to do now to get things started, for the guys who might be listening in, who aren't familiar with Saturday Heroes, not familiar with the league, just kind of listening in, making fun of me as I talk, give you a little idea of what the roster looks like for this league as of week 14 in the 2012 season. Our commissioner is Hack Golfer. He is the Aggies of Texas A&M. That's his squad. Surprise, surprise, G-Unit is back, and he's the Cox. He is South Carolina, shockingly out of the SEC. Omnibird, buddy, I hope everything's good with you. I haven't seen you around in a while. He's Missouri. T2 Express is Virginia Tech out of the ACC. Mr. Two Bits, I played with this guy in NCAA 09 last year. He is the Gators. That's his team. He is familiar with them. Get used to getting your butt whooped because that's what he does. J-Funk is the Crimson Tide. Again, another guy who is controlling his team under center. He's doing a lot of good things down there in Alabama. Nebraska is under center with Forever 97. He is the Husker taking the reins there. We have the Thug at Thug U. Yes, Frisk is the Miami Hurricanes. Controller abuser. He's been jumping around league to league. I hope he stays here with us in Saturday Heroes. Sometimes I don't know if he's going to bounce or not, but he is the Longhorns. King Seps, fairly new to the league, fairly new to TF. Welcome. He's done good things. He's proven himself. He's the LSU Tigers. Coach Saban, again, new but not extremely new. He's made a name for himself throughout the league so far. He is Florida State. Then you got me, Maryland Terps. Yeah, I'm Maryland. Not a big name, but we're doing good things. Won the ACC championship last year. Took out the defending two-time ACC championship team in the Florida State under their previous owner. But as you'll see later, things have changed. What I'm going to do right now, since I am doing this show halfway through week 14, I'm going to kind of show you what has happened so far with the games. There were six games total this week. Three have been played already. Three are still waiting to be played. Hopefully they get done tonight so we can go to 15. So far this week, I'm going to get this one out of the way quick because I don't like it. Texas Controller CA 37-31 over my Maryland Terps. Great squad, fast team in Texas. I was down to my third string running back at the end of the game. My top two got hurt, knocked out for the game. Hopefully they'll be back for the bowl game. Good game there, Controller. Great job. What else we got? We got a big, big win for G-Unit in South Carolina, 35-10 over Ball State. Great win. Welcome back. Okay, it's not a great win. It's Ball State. Good win. Solid. You're back. Glad to have you here with us. And then we have Alabama, who took on the number three Fighting Irish. J-Funk, Star Jackson. Took care of them. 42-3 is your final score. J-Funk, Star Jackson, the Crimson Tide, took the ginger, freckled-faced Irish kids to the woodshed. Absolutely took care of them. Great performance there for you. What I'm going to look at now is we got three games left to be played. Thug U, Miami, Frisk, taking on South Florida, number 14 against number 9. Miami's going to have a great game. They're going to take care of them. They might put their backups in the end. Florida is going to Death Valley to take on Clemson. The Tigers, Bits, he should have no problem getting them to win. I know how Clemson can be under control of the computer. We know how the Robo can be. But I think Florida should be all right in this one. And then we have Texas A&M taking on LSU. Hack Golfer against King Seps. Sorry, Hack. I can't be nice to you, buddy. LSU is going to take care of you. 35-21 is my final score prediction. Sorry, bud. Prove me wrong. Right now, I'm going to look quickly at the conference. Our conference championship games are locked. This is how it's going to be. The ACC, we got Florida State is going to be taking on Miami. Coach Saban against Frisk. Sorry, Frisk, but Seminoles are just too good. Florida State's going to win that one. They're going to go to the national championship. Then in the Big 12, we got Nebraska against Texas. Could be two undefeated teams. It's going to be a tight one forever and controller. There's no distinct pick there. I'm going to go with Texas just because controller is my boy. And I've played Texas, so I know what that team is, but it's going to be tough. Florida against Bama. Bits against Jay Funk. I think Bama's got it. Florida State's going to the national championship. It's going to be between Texas and Alabama as who's going to play them. Right now, look at the BCS. Florida State's number one. They should be 1, 2, and 3. Nebraska's at 2. Texas is 3. They are 4 in the polls. In the BCS, they are 3. Notre Dame is 4. But they're going to fall. They're going to fall. West Virginia is number 5, but they took on SMU. So I don't think they're going to move up. I think Alabama, after that slaughtering, is going to jump them. And Texas, I hope you did enough against Maryland because you might get jumped by the Crimson Tide as well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens after the advance. I was 7. I'm going to drop a little bit. 10th, 11th, somewhere in there. Penn State, 8. Number 9 is South Florida. I believe they're going to fall. LSU may jump up in my eyes because they're taking on Texas A&M. So that's what things are looking at right now, guys. What I'm going to do quick for you here. We're going to take a quick look at the Heisman race and what it's looking like right now for the league as of week 14. Cody Green, quarterback, he's a junior out of Nebraska. He is number one. For whatever reason, he jumped Star Jackson last week. Star Jackson is number two, quarterback out of Alabama. Let's compare stats. Cody Green, Nebraska, last game against Colorado in a big win. He went 18 for 27. 294 yards, 8 carries for 23 yards, and 2 total touchdowns. Star Jackson last week against Auburn, a big win, 19 of 25, 281 yards, 4 touchdowns, 6 carries, 47 yards. How he got jumped is beyond me, but he did. Right now, in third, Florida State halfback, he's a senior, Carlton Jones. He fell. And it's going to happen. When you only get 40 yards on 21 carries, you're going to fall. Time to pick it up if you want to get that trophy, buddy. TCU, they have a wide receiver in the mix. Alonzo Adams, enough said. Not much to say about him. I don't think he's going to even compete. Quarterback out of Florida State, senior E.J. Manuel, has jumped in. 12 of 13, 1 incomplete pass against Florida. 238 yards, 3 touchdowns. Big win for Florida State. Those Seminoles are tough. They got a fast team. They use the Florida playbook, and it gets confusing when you got fast players. I had trouble with them that took care of my Terps. So that's what it's shaping up like, what this whole shindig's about. What I'll do here for you quick is take a quick look at what the Pro Bowl projections are for some of the big bowls before the advance. Right now, national championship, Nebraska, Florida State. The Longhorns currently are staring an Orange Bowl bid in the eyes against TCU, but that could change. Everything's going to change. My Terps, we lost, so we might fall out of here, but right now we're looking at the Fiesta Bowl against Notre Dame. Both teams lost. We're both going to drop out of that. We're not going to fall far with how things could happen in the conference championship games. We could get back into a BCS Bowl, but it's unlikely. Oklahoma, Northwestern Alamo Bowl. Let's see, LSU against Texas A&M right now are slated to play in the Cotton Bowl, and they're playing this week. That's going to change for sure. I'll let you know that. Alabama right now He's slated in the Sugar Bowl. He could change. He could be in the national championship game. Right now, he's looking to play West Virginia in the Sugar Bowl. Some other games to look at. Virginia Tech T2, you're looking right now at a game against Central Michigan in the Gator Bowl. Shouldn't be a challenge for you there at all. Bitts is looking right now at a Capital One Bowl against Wisconsin. Georgia-Michigan Outback Bowl. Let's see. Right now, if this would be an interesting matchup if this is how it finishes. The Chick-fil-A Bowl, Miami-South Carolina, G-Unit against Frisk. That could be a big game right there. So that's looking at some of our bowl games right now. Let's see. Missouri right now, you're looking at an Independence, Petro Sun Independence Bowl against Troy, mainly because you've been gone for a while. So, guys, hope you have enjoyed it. A little preview of what's to come. Hopefully get this thing rolling. If we advance tonight, get into week 15, then tomorrow I'll get a little recruiting recap going since we don't have any games to be played. We'll get that done and over with. Then we'll get into the conference championship games. If I've got the time before the weekend, I will put in a little preview of the championship games, put in some picks, maybe get Frisk on here to do that with me as well. Then we're going to go to the off season again, or before the off season. I'm sorry, we're going to go to the bowls, do a bowl preview. That'll probably happen next week. National championship preview. Then we'll get to off season. We'll see what we do. We might have a few different shows on there for you. Recruiting, just kind of see if there's any big transfers going on. Then we're going to get to the preseason. Obviously, we're going to do a preseason outlook. We're going to look at who we think is going to go where, who's going to do what, who's the favorites. If there's any guys currently who get dropped from the league, if new guys come in, we're going to look at those new guys, see what they need to do at their teams. If any of the current guys switch teams, we're going to let you know about that. We're going to keep you guys updated. I'm going to tell you right now, G-Unit is going to stay in South Carolina because he loves the Cox. So we won't have to worry about that. It's just going to be a thing. We're going to do this every week, guys. Hopefully just look again. We're going to recap games. We're going to preview games. We're going to look at stats, Heisman race, polls week as they go along, as they progress through the weeks. Who's looking to go into that national championship game? How our conference championship games are going to affect that outcome. Every week, we're going to do a little Heisman preview, see what we got. I'll talk to Frisk. I don't know what he's thinking about doing right now, where his mind is. Maybe get something going like he did over in Bowl Busters, where he had an interleague Heisman. So hack your quarterbacks, your halfbacks down there at Texas A&M. Even though they're not going to get nationally known in the Heisman race, like my Terps will be, you might be able to get a little pat on the back for you. Within the league. So that's what we're going to do, guys. Every week I'm going to hope to do this a few times. We're going to get this started. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Hope you guys are looking forward to how this week is going to play out. I know I am. Hope my picks stand true. Again, guys, we're going to just kind of see where things go. Hopefully this works out. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. This is Coach Simi for Saturday Heroes signing off.